Get Ruined Dits for Breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruined Dits for Breakfast catch-up at triplem.com.au.
6:10 on this Thursday morning, Ruined Dits for Breakfast. What's making news around the world, Roo?
Well, you talk about ice, and we've talked about it plenty of times on this show. Well, they did a random drug testing in 5 police stations in WA.
Yep.
On Monday, that's just for alcohol and drugs, and that's just to 200 officers.
Hang on, they tested the police in the police stations.
Is that what I said?
No, you just said they did. Carry on. But they tested the police.
Yep, okay, the 200 police. Yep, in the police. Yep, 200 police in 5 different police stations.
Yep,
and 3 tested positive for ice and amphetamines.
Get out.
Yep, 3 constables, so they've been stood down.
Tested positive twice.
Yes, they did. So I presume it's a similar sort of test to what they would do when they pull over drivers. So doesn't mean they're just smoked it for breakfast before they've come to work, but it probably means that they've had it within the last 24 or 48 hours and still in their system. I think that's the way it works.
Now, surely there's zero tolerance in the police force. Surely.
Well, absolutely there would be. There'd have to be. I don't know what happens next for these police officers, whether they instant dismissal or whether they go on a some sort of program where they have to get better.
Well, knowing the way things work in this day and age, they'd pull them aside and say, look, I know you, lovey, I know you made a little mistake. I know you made a blue. I'll tell you what, we'll help you. We're going to pay for you to go to some, you know, course. Which is absolute garbage. These blokes should be dismissed immediately. How can you be the police force that pull over people and arrest them for having ice or taking ice or selling it, but on the other hand, you take it yourself? Is there a little problem there or not?
Oh, there is a little problem. Absolutely, there is. And people who got caught would know that and agree to it.
Well, I'll go out on a limb here and I'll say that these blokes won't get sacked, and that's a disgrace.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what the process is for that, but you watch all the shows, whether it's Ice Wars that's been on the ABC recently, and they just say, look, absolutely anyone can get affected by it, whether you're a police officer, a school teacher, a kid, a person who lives on the streets, a judge, it's not one section of the community, a surfer, a footballer, a radio announcer. Exactly. It's everywhere. So I'm not surprised by it, to be honest. 3 out of 200. It's probably a bit higher than what you'd like. What you'd expect is a different word.
Look, hypothetically, one of those 3 officers, Roo, pulls over a car and a couple in the car are selling ice or have got ice. So what goes on there? Oh, hello. I'm after a bit, to be honest.
Well, that's probably happened.
Can you help me out?
That's probably happened before.
Well, there you go. I'm just saying it's not right.
It's not right. It's not right, but that's the world we live in these days, unfortunately.
I struck gold here. I pulled over the right car.
How about you just give it to me and
can we get it cheaper?
You have a good day.
Hey, Essendon.
That doesn't go on.
Now, when we mention Essendon, Roo, everyone goes, oh, look on. Like, we've heard enough. But the latest part of this story is quite fascinating. It involves the underworld in Melbourne.
Yeah, well, looks like a couple of the Essendon officials have gone to see Mick Gatto throughout the saga that's drawn out for a few years and trying to get Mick to get him a bit of information about what's happened with Stephen Dank, trying to get a bit more inside information. This is only speculation, of course, but a couple of ex-employees who are trying to or think they were unfairly dismissed. One, Dean Wallace, who's an Essendon, I don't know if you call him a great, but he's a former player and, you know, staffer, a very, very well-liked person around the footy club, good mate of Jars's. He's had a bit to say there.
Well, I think he's taking action against the club.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah, the unfair dismissal. Mick's denied it.
You would think that where there are drugs involved, well, the underworld will be involved in some way.
So well, he probably knows not surprised people, in the end, and his job is he's a well-known mediator.
mediator, is he?
Yeah, well, that's his job. He mediates. He gets results for people.
All right. Now, my favourite story of the morning.
Right.
The headline says, "Mum quits porn career after 10 years to work for the church.
Now, this porn star, the church.
This porn star has quit to become a pastor.
Yeah.
Now, what she found out was there was more sex going on in the church than there was in the porn star career.
No.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. Yeah, as we all know, religious orders just can't help themselves. No, and she thought, hang on, I get more hanky-panky there than I do working as a porn star.
Yeah.
So what do you know about this story, Ruth?
No, I don't know a lot about it, Ditz. This is your story.
I thought it was a friend of yours.
No.
Don't know?
No, I don't. You only have to go to confession when you're in the church anyway to get, and you're all good, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, it depends which religion you are.
All right, which religion can you get away with?
Well, in the Catholic Church, you bloody rape, pillage, do what you like, but as long as you go to confession, it's all good.
You're all good?
Yes.
Oh, well, sounds like a good deal.
And you go to heaven. You can do whatever you like, though. You can be the worst person on earth.
Yep.
But go to confession. You're absolved.
And then you're clear.
You're clear. When you get to the gates, you say, yep, come on in.
That's a good rort, that.
Come on in.
That's a very good rort,
I like it. It's a good out clause, isn't it?
Can anyone else use the confession box?
No, only us Catholics. No. The rest of you pagans.
I'm a Catholic.
Protestants. No, I'm talking to the people at large out
righto.
There. You Protestants can't do that. No.
What do they do?
No, I don't know. Beg. And I look at them through the gates.
Can they become a Catholic if they need
to? We watch them from afar. Go, hey, you stay out there, mate.
Stay there. This church is full.
Oh, there's no hypocrisy in religion.
Nothing,
come on.
Nothing.
God.
No.
Hey? Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I was blaspheming. God. No.
Are you going to go to heaven or not?
There's every chance I won't, actually.
After the last 6 months?
No, probably not.
Do you still believe in God or not?
Yeah. And he believes in me. It's a two-way thing. He loves me.
You're going to need someone on your side.
Let's not dig a bigger hole here, shall we? Ruined Ditz for breakfast.
Ruined Ditz for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Every Monday and Thursday, Roo, we talk to Mick Molloy. Good morning, Mick.
You're trying to rough me up already.
What do you mean?
We get on air about Dustin Martin. What kind of question mark is possibly hanging over that guy's head?
Seriously, well, there's a few, I think.
So Dustin Martin yesterday conducts a press conference, and who would have thought they'd ask him about his future? Gee, you didn't see that coming.
Oh. You're a bunch of jackals, you lot in the press. That's what you do. You try and hand a guy out of the game. I'll tell you this: if he's not playing for Richmond next year, deport him. You want to be with your dad? Fine. Off you go.
Just deport him over to Adelaide. Can you do that?
Not to Adelaide. Maybe to Adelaide. Adelaide, the whole state's our bunny over there.
Come on. Put him in a crow's jumper. Gee whiz, we'd rock it up to favouritism, wouldn't we?
Mate, don't start your antics. Don't even think about it. Hey, guys, can I tell you, we've had a bit of bad news in both your state and our state. In our car industry has been decimated, hasn't it? Well,
yeah,
they've taken
all
our auto industry and they've ruined it.
Yep.
But today, this is the one that's really got me smoking.
What?
There is steam coming out of my ears. Listen to this. For the first time ever, the Commodore, the great Aussie bogan car, is now being made by the French.
Oh, get out.
What?
I know.
What do you mean?
The French, this is king of the mountain. This is, did Brock ever drive a Citroen? No, he didn't. Did Brocky drive a Fiat 500? No, he did not. Was he called King of Le Mouton? He bloody well wasn't.
No.
The Commodore is Australian as football, meat pie, kangaroos and Holden cars, not foie gras, bouillabaisse, camembert and Holden cars. Get your paws off our car, our Aussie icon. It can't be done.
No. Gee, you've taken this bad.
You don't see us making a play for Jacques Cousteau. He got him. You don't see us miming our way down the street. That's a French thing. Well, the Commodore's ours. Imagine a Commodore snaking its way down the Champs-Élysées doing some donuts. Or, as they say in France, croissants. Get your paws off the Commodore.
Yeah. Next thing you know, the jingle for the ads will be bloody Sam Plan Permoir or something, won't it?
Oh, Jesus.
Stolen VP Commodore's doing burnouts under the Eiffel Tower.
We're knocking over a 7-Eleven in a Commodore, not some kind of brasserie. You know what I mean? I suppose they might put the ashtrays back in. That's the only thing they probably will do over there in France. But that is a bloody Australian car. You French cheese eating. Fools. Hey, you guys steamed up about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bloody wrong. It's bloody un-Australian.
Yeah, it is. That is hard to believe.
First, when did all that happen? First, they built our submarines. Now they're taking our Commodores. That's ours!
Right.
Hey, now, Mick, tonight the footy show returns on Channel 9. Now, you had Hutchie and the gang in the studio this morning.
We had Hutchie in talking to Ed. It was like a grasshopper-style speech. Use the force, Luke. Use the force. I'll tell you this. The hardest-working person at Channel 9 will be in the wardrobe department letting out suits. I'm having a look at both Ed and Hutchie. They're both the size of... Between the two of them, they're shopping at the big man's store.
Oh, what's Ed? Is Ed blown out?
Hi, Ed's blown out. He's a sit this close, you can see all his capillaries. I'm trying to get his attention. He's not listening.
Does he have the tie done up for Brekkie Radio, does he, or not?
Yes, he does. Mate, he comes in here like in a three-piece suit. Every morning
at
in the Lexus, throws his keys to someone, storms up the stairs.
Get me a coffee. What's on today?
Right, strolls in, reads the paper, checks the emails while I do all the heavy lifting.
It's a bit like working with Rue, Mick.
Yeah. You boys
will get
there.
You know how I feel.
Keep it up, you two. You'll get there.
Did I hear a rumour that you went on a manshake diet?
I did.
Lasted one day?
No.
Half a day.
Yeah, half a day. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me.
What was the tipping point for you, mate? When did you decide this is too hard?
I had the strawberry shake for breakfast, to be fair. Wow. I had the coffee shake for lunch, and at about 1 p.m. I thought, this is bullshit. This is ridiculous. I was hungry.
Hanging there, mate. I love the way you are. I would go over the trenches with you, Dick. After your third man shake.
Disciplined Dipmar, they call me over here at the moment.
Capital D. Capital D. Yeah. Look, it wasn't for me, to be honest. The trouble with dieting is I got hungry. And I needed food.
You heard your tummy rumble. I didn't sign up for this. Nah.
It'd need to be like Dipper with Jenny Craig. You'd need to get paid 20 grand a kilo to stay on the diet or something.
Can you organise it? Or not? good on you, Mick.
Good on you, Mick.
Right. Mick Malloy.
Say g'day to Dusty for us, all right?
Oh, well, I will, don't you worry. When I go down to Punt Road today and watch him train his heart out. for the team that made him, for the team he loves, and for the team we'll retire with. He's a life member, by the way. Let me point that out. Get your
meaty
eyes off him.
We'll see
ya. Ruin Dits for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M. Ruin Dits for Breakfast. The hard-hitting topics. The big issues.
Well, not really.
Let's ask the angels.
Karen's of Hyde Park. The watch and jewellery specialists. 183 King William Road, Hyde Park.
Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Ruined It.
Mel the Button Pusher, Alice the Wag, and we got Kath, also known, a.k.a. Patsy.
Yes.
Mel, are you happy with Mel the Button Pusher as your new name?
No, I got no beef with that. It's fine.
That's good, because we're not going to change it anyway.
Well, why did you ask?
Oh, I just wanted to see if she didn't like it, I was going to say.
Why, is it derogatory? Like...
No, I didn't say
is
that.
Is it a put down?
No, not at all.
Good,
no.
I didn't think it was.
No, you shouldn't take it as
We'd
such.
Be lost without you, Mel.
We would be.
You hold us together,
thanks,
you really
guys.
Do. Now, mum's dating. Now, this has come up because, and I hope they're not listening for God's sake, but someone very, very close to me, their mum has just been visiting from overseas.
Oh, God.
And recently split up on Tinder. And the daughter wasn't too happy about it. So mum's visiting and going out every night on dates with strange men. Well, not strange men, but men she'd never
met
before.
Blokes on Tinder.
Blokes on Tinder.
Who are on Tinder for a reason.
Mm. Now, daughter is 22, so she's grown up. She's old enough to know what goes on, but did not like it at all. Absolutely arced up. Mel, have you experienced this? Have you been through this? What's it like when mum, or perhaps dad, starts dating?
Well, for me, actually, it was dad. My mum passed away when I was 21, so I'm a similar
age. Oh, really?
Age.
Poor thing, Mel.
Thank you. Water under the bridge now, but thank you. But yeah, dad was very quick off the mark. I think men of that generation as well are used to being looked after. So they all of a sudden go, oh, God, I'm meant to be cooking and washing and I'd better start dating. So he was very quick. In fact, he was married within a year.
No, you're joking.
Yeah.
And going out with a bird after how long?
9 months. So, yeah, I don't really understand the timing on that one at all, and I choose not to think too hard about it. And I'm really glad they eloped.
How'd it go?
I was not involved.
Right, so they just took off
together?
Yeah, they're still together.
Oh, good.
And she's actually, you know, she's great now, but boy, howdy at the time, did I despise that woman.
Yeah, you've got a brother. You've got a brother. Yeah. Is it a female thing? Do girls react differently to what the boys do?
No, he was pretty unimpressed also.
Right.
Yeah, so we chose to take the very mature approach of going, putting our hands over our ears and closing our eyes and going, la, 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 la. Yeah, I didn't like it. Right. It was far too soon.
Alice the Wag, have you had experience with this?
No, definitely not. My parents are still together. But if I was in that circumstance, I think you'd want to see your mum happy and you'd want her, if it meant dating, to be happy. But I don't think I'd want to see her swiping on Tinder or anything like that.
Yeah. Is Tinder a bit confronting?
Yeah, it's just boys that just want to get their pants down.
Mm. What about girls who want to get their pants down?
So Tinder, you have photos and you literally think, are they hot or not? And then swipe left if they're not hot, or swipe right if they are hot.
Right. Is that what you do?
That's what you do.
So and you don't know that, Roo. You're pretending. You don't know.
I am pretending. No, I'm not pretending. I'm actually not pretending. I meant...
He's not
I've
sure.
Never been on Tinder. Have you been on Tinder?
No, of course not. Catherine.
I don't even know what it looks like. Right. I didn't even know that's just, I had no idea.
Now, Patsy.
Might go and have a look.
Without putting you on the spot here, but you are the person that would have started dating.
Yes.
Because you're about to marry the richest man in Australia.
No, he's absolutely not.
So how did you've got two daughters.
So daughters were very young. The younger one was only 18 months old.
Oh.
And it depends on the circumstances with what we're talking. And, yes, I think it does make a difference. If it's an older man, they feel lost without a woman in their life. So I think they repartner quicker. I think a woman with young children definitely doesn't repartner quicker because, you know, she's her primary care is for her children.
Mm.
But at the same time, you know, young children aren't aware of what's going on. I think teenagers have a lot more opinionated, so they get hurt more. So in my case where I had two young children, I think like 3.5 and 18 months, they didn't know. I started dating, it's probably not that long, maybe 6 months.
But how critical, when your daughters were old enough, how critical were they of fellas you went out? Not that it was a revolving door, Catherine. I'm not trying to say that.
No, that's
but how critical, yeah, how critical were they of
I was very protective over them. So I didn't actually get asked out many dates. Would not introduce them to anyone or even let them know I'm going on a date.
So you
I would say
at their house then?
I never slept at anyone's house. Right. I came home by 10 o'clock, but I would simply say, you know, mummy's going to a meeting and it would be a meeting at
Mummy's going to a meeting.
Going, it's on right, mum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With a boy.
That meeting happens to be on a yacht on the Sydney Harbour and it's going to take a week and I'll be back after that meeting. Right, next topic. Mel's got a topic for us this morning. What is it, Mel?
A friend of mine. His mum works, I think, at the uni. Anyway, she's in gender studies, and she said the way we talk
gender
to
studies.
Boys versus girls from an incredibly young age, as young as you start talking to kids, is totally different. So if you're talking to a little boy, you have a look at what he's doing, and you go, wow, that's a cool fighter jet, or that's a cool plane.
You're going to play footy, are you?
Yeah,
you're going to play footy. What sports do you like? And little girls, aren't you gorgeous? Aren't you pretty?
That's a lovely dress you have.
That's a lovely dress. So are you wearing a tiara?
So we're training boys and girls from toddler age to be attuned to that sort of gender imbalance, if you like. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So little girls are like, oh, cool, I just have to look gorgeous and wait for a prince to come and save me, and that's what's interesting about me.
Yeah.
We trained to train.
Rue, you've got 4 boys, 2 girls. Talk to them differently?
Well, yeah, you do. But I must admit the kids are different from the moment they are on this planet. The boys will grab something and bash it.
Yeah.
And the girls will grab something and cuddle it. They do. They want
so the boys have clearly
boys
watched you
bang.
And the girls have watched mum.
That's what they do. It's natural. Oh. So in most cases it is, I should say. Most cases.
Alice the Wag, were you treated differently?
Well, I was the world's biggest tomboy when I was growing up. Mm. So I feel like my parents got it wrong and accidentally treated me like a boy, and that's why I did do that. I honestly tried to pee standing up for a while just because I wanted to be a boy so bad.
Oh,
so
I've heard you still do it every now and then.
After a few wines, you never know.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No, but I honestly don't remember how mum and dad spoke to me, but I don't know.
We've turned out to be a princess anyway.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, Catherine?
I think girls and boys. I'm with Roo. I just watch boys, young boys. I mean, I've had girls and they just, you know, came to the hairdresser with me and sat for 2 hours and, yeah, we did. We read books and played and whatever. Whereas boys, you're right, they pick something up. They want to smash it. They want a kung fu. You know, I used to see them when I used to drop the girls off at, you know, playgroup and the boys would be kung fuing. Even I would be like, oh, watch out. Calm down. Like, they've just got this energy to burst. Whereas girls naturally, you know, are calm. But I was a bit of a tomboy like Alice. I think I was raised as a bit of a boy.
But we do, but we obviously speak to them differently, don't we?
Of course.
There's no doubt about that.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. But is that going to change? Should we be changing?
Oh, it already is a little bit. You know, you're not sort of reading books for little girls that are just about them being boring princesses. It's about what they can do and achieve more than
being a princess.
Being pretty.
But Mel, your little girl is 2 years of age. So let's say when she's 5 or 6, you're not going to all of a sudden buy her a tank and an engine and a gun for Christmas, are you?
Yeah, but for instance, I mean, I think I'd probably already have taken a different approach to mums of a certain era who, you know, Sinead loves, she loves trains and trucks and diggers and stuff. And I think a lot of people would have gone, no, 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 you're a girl, you don't play with that stuff.
Yep.
Whereas I think it's great if that's what she's into. And if she is into princesses, then she can play with that too. But I'm not going to push her into it.
Nah. All right. Good on you, angels.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined its for breakfast. Roo, our favourite newspaper has released a coffee table book. And to me, I've got to buy this. This is unbelievable. Now, we're talking about the NT News.
Yep.
Famous right around the world for its headlines.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. If I'm having a bit of a downer, Ditz, I'll just get onto the net and check out what's happening in the Northern Territory.
Can I share some of these with you? They stole my dog while I was on the bog. best man left bleeding after being hit in the head by a flying dildo.
Oh, he was stiff. Very stiff.
Have you got any that you like?
I've always said, my favourite, it'll never be beat, why I stuck a cracker up my clacker.
Oh, of course.
That was good. And it continues. I mean, a lot of these revolve around pictures as well. We saw one the other day. It's a dud route, which was a bad bus run.
Man arrested after cops, what's this, spot a small package in his undies.
There's all good.
Actually, my all-time favourite, though, catnapper shaved my pussy. So someone stole a cat and shaved it. Let's get the man on responsible for this stupidity. Although it's serious news.
It's not
sorry, serious news.
It's just a different slant.
The editor is Matt Williams. He's an Adelaide boy, of course. Matt, good morning.
G'day, guys. Gee, it's... listening to that, I can't actually believe I work for this paper. It's all good fun.
Now, Matt, seriously, your editorial meetings every day, do they take place in a front bar somewhere? Or how do you come up,
what's a blood alcohol reading?
How do you come up with this stuff?
If you're not 0.05 or above, you can't attend. That's the rule. So, but, we just, you know, we get together at about 12:30 every day. We have about one conference. We don't overcomplicate things and... you know, we look for the best stories on the list. Kenny McGregor, the former Crows player who Roo knows quite well. He's our head of news up here.
Is
at the
he
moment.
Up in the? So, is he really? Is he in the NT?
Yeah. He is. He
wow.
is.
Wow, how's he fitting in?
He's sort of running the show, basically, just under me. So he's, you know, it's a bit loose as a goose up here at the moment.
Well, that's good. How many days a week do you not have a crocodile on the front page?
We get asked this quite a bit. We probably, you know, it's probably only once a week we have a croc on the front page. This week we've already had 2 in 4 days. So.
And what was that involved? What happened there?
No, we had actually a crocodile over on the Tiwi Islands who absolutely monstered a water buffalo on the beach.
I saw that. Jeez.
And we went with a headline, Buffet on the Beach.
Now, Matt, we've read out quite a few. Have you got a favourite over your time? Is there anything that springs to mind for you?
Oh, well, I think what Roo said, I think the one that can't be beaten is why I stuck a cracker up my clacker.
Yeah.
The guy who... stuck a firework up his
bum.
But yeah, I think that was a really the best one, and probably the follow up one from that I really liked as well. Why I've got a packer up my clacker.
A packer.
You might remember that one. It was when James Packer had a blue with the Channel 9 boss, David Gingell.
He was following her in Gingell. That's right. I've got to back her up my clacker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, every paper in the country, every News Corp paper in the country went with a real serious headline, and we came up with that one. So it was, that's probably my second favourite as well.
But you must have fun in the office. You know, when someone comes up with this, you must all, you know.
Check, clapping and cheering. Yeah, let's go with that one. What do you reckon the boss will say? What do you reckon the boss will say? He'll let it go. Old Matty will let it go.
Yeah, we do give a few high fives in the office from time to time. So it is good fun, you know. We do try not to be funny all the time. We try and mix it up with some serious stuff, but, you know, the NT News is known for it.
Yeah. Well, we are coming up there in July, Matt. The Crows are playing up there, as you know, in the middle of July. You've got... Yep. A fair few months now, 3, 4, whatever it is, I want a cracking headline involving either Tex Walker, Crows,
or Roo.
Maybe even Ditz.
You can throw in a Roo somewhere, surely.
We'll come up with something for sure. And if you're coming up in July, you might as well stay for the Darwin Cup in August.
Might as well. I'm thinking
about
it.
You've talked us into it. Righto. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us, mate. We love your paper. And there is a book out, isn't there?
Where can you get the book?
Oh, it's sort of in, as they say, in all good bookstores around the country.
And bad ones as well.
It came out about 18 months ago. And, you know, we thought we'd probably sell about 20,000, but we actually sold 20,000 in about the first 2 weeks.
So is that right?
Yeah, we had to do two extra runs, I think, and I think we've ended up selling about 50 or 60,000.
Oh, so. Well done.
Yeah. Good on you, Matt. Thanks for joining us. It is our favourite paper, and I, for one, will keep reading. I love this one too, Roo. A croc walks into a bar. No, seriously.
He left a dump instead of a tip. Another one.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
7:40, Ruined Dits for Breakfast on Triple M. It's 18 degrees outside. It'll be 34 today. Another cracker in Adelaide. People like me, Roo, are a dying breed. Real men that make their own decisions, stand up for themselves. We are a dying breed.
Oh, God, far out. Where are you going with this? I was about to say, we've had an interesting couple of days on the radio. We've had Tex Walker in. I've had Jackson Trengove. Mm.
This is where I'm going
big,
with
big, strong, inspirational footballers leading their teams in this state. Mm. But fair to say, they've probably surprised us a little bit. Mm. They've tried to disguise the fact they wanted to go to Adele, didn't they?
Yeah.
Pretty poorly, I must admit. They weakened very easily and coughed it up. But let's have a listen to Jackson Trengo first.
No one from Port would be going to the Adele concert, would they?
My missus is trying to rope me into to getting along, but...
What do you mean?
Well, I think I'm going, lads. I think
no!
I'm in a bit of a strike.
Oh, no.
My partner's... wrote me in over Christmas just saying, I'll just get a couple of tickets. I thought, that's my easy way out of buying a Christmas present.
His arm's made of plasticine. He can twist it that
way. Yeah. So he's trying to say, I really, really, really want to go to Adele, but he doesn't want to admit it.
No,
so
he just needs to use his wife as an excuse.
Yeah, let's blame. Tex Walker, the same. You wouldn't be hunting down Adele tickets by any chance, would you?
Hello. Can you hear me? Quite possible I might find myself going.
Quite possible. I think that's a yes. Can confirm. So are all the boys going? Who's off to see Adele?
Just the forward line?
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure who's going. I'll find out for you and get back.
So, Roo, you actually now fit into this category as well. Because it's come to light.
What do you mean?
You've been banging on for ages that, Sarah wants this cat, you know. I'm not getting it, but Sarah wants this cat.
You try and put that into my
When does
area.
The cat arrive, Roo?
Just after Easter.
So you clearly wanted this cat.
I haven't lived in a house with a cat in my 41 and a half years. And I just want to try it, all right?
Well, then just say it. Just say, I want to get a cat.
Look. The only reason I've got a bloody cat is so we don't have another bloody kid. All right, so we're going to give Sarah a cat,
right?
Cuddle it, feed it, put a nappy on it if you have to, breastfeed it, whatever you got to do. But we're not having another kid, so we've got a cat. That's the reason I've got a cat.
Blokes
don't
out
you,
there.
You talk about you being the last real man.
What?
Bachelor. The Bachelor's on tonight, Roo. Tune in for The Bachelor.
Hey.
I found out that you're the one reminding The beautiful Kate.
No.
The Bachelor started. 7:30, The Bachelor started.
No, because I want her to be happy.
No, it's not because you want her to be happy.
I don't
want to
watch The
Bachelor.
If you
wanted her to be happy, you'd do a lot of other things than what you normally do that we won't go into. You love The Bachelor.
I don't.
No, you do.
I don't.
How can you know every girl on the show?
Well, because I
and what they do and what their pastimes and their former careers were and what they're wearing and
actually, you know,
what they should be wearing.
I've got a website as well.
More to the point. What? Bachelor.com.
Yeah.
All right.
No, look, you've got to keep the lovelies happy, don't you? Sometimes you just
sometimes
you've got to buckle.
You just do it, I know.
You've got to buckle.
But sometimes we do use them as an excuse, don't we?
What about Murray? Old man,
don't bring up
the Godfather.
Man. Don't bring up the Godfather.
The Bold and the Beautiful.
He watches Bold and the Beautiful
every afternoon.
He watches Bold and the Beautiful. That's pathetic. My old man, big hard tough Murray.
Yeah,
Bold and the Beautiful.
Mm. Apparently, you're not allowed to ring. You can't ring the Ricciuto house when Bold and the Beautiful's on. He cuts crook.
You know what?
Mm.
He doesn't even try and hide it anymore.
No,
he doesn't even hide it. Yeah, you get out. You want to speak to Mum, do you? That's what you get if you ring when the Bold and Beautiful was on.
Yeah. Because Ridge is pashing Bo or something at the time. Or,
yeah, another scandal.
Can't
going
interrupt
on.
That. No, yeah. Hell no.
Got to look at another set of fake boobs on Bold and the Beautiful. Fake lips or some bit of work they've done. Hey, I think a lot of people are in this boat.
What?
You are. I am a little bit with the cat.
Doing what?
Jackson going to Adele. Using your partner.
Mm.
As an excuse for something that you really want to do.
Blaming me on them.
Yeah, it happens. I think we all know that.
Mm.
I think we all know that.
Really?
Let's take some calls. 1-333-53. We've actually got some footy tickets if you want to go and watch the Crows play this weekend down at Noarlunga. They're taking on the mighty Brisbane Lions. This will be a big game. See Tex kick a bag before he goes to Adele on Monday night.
Mm.
Perfect preparation.
Yeah. See, I do this every week as well. So I didn't want to go to the footy, but Kate wanted to.
It's work.
Work. That's right.
All right. Give us a call. 1-333-53. When do you use your wife as an excuse?
Ruin dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, we're talking about when have you blamed your partner for something you really want to do after Jackson Trengove and Tex have been caught going to Adele. And Ditz has been
blaming it on the
watching
wives.
What show do you really love to watch?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Mate.
The Bachelor.
Mm. All right.
Pervert.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Paralowie. G'day, Dez.
Morning, lads.
Dez, what's your story?
Last year, the missus ended up dragging me into town to that stage musical, Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
I'll tell you what, boys, I had the time of my life.
Did you learn a couple of moves, did you?
Mate, I'll be honest, I wasn't that keen to get there, but once I did, I had a bloody good night.
Good on you, Dez.
Well, sometimes you need to be dragged along, don't you? Let's go to Morphavale. G'day, Jill.
Morning, boys.
Tell us your story.
It's not mine, it's actually my dad.
Yeah.
He's 83, he fought in Korea, he was an RSM in the army, a foreman in a factory, and he blames Mum for watching Bold and Beautiful every day. He only watches it because she watches it.
Yeah, of course.
If I'm lucky to watch it once every 6 months, but if Mum's giving me an update, he'll pull her up on something if she's got
beautiful. Well done, Jill.
Big tough dad.
Thank you.
There you go, Jill. Well done.
I love it.
G'day, Tony.
Yeah, g'day, Ruth. Yeah, I blame my partner. Well, actually, she used to watch and I'd go in the next room, the Kardashians. I started watching it.
Tony.
I know. I started watching it and now I'm, pretty much hooked on it.
Yeah, hooked on the Kardashians. That's embarrassing.
Come on, Tony.
I know.
Have a good look in the mirror.
Do you know a good counsellor or...
Hey, what about you, Ru? Don't you like Home and Away?
No, Tony.
Good on
you,
Tony.
Where you got that from. Let's go to Morphavale. G'day, Sean.
Hey.
What's your story, Sean?
I like that show on E, Total Divas. It's about the wrestling girls.
Right. Tell me more.
Especially their life, and they just go around bitching about each other. Sorry. Complaining about each other.
Yeah, good.
And you're hooked.
We all like a good whinge and a good bitch.
There's one on MTV, The Catfish, too. That's a good one.
Oh,
I don't blame the missus for that one. I watch that one on my own.
Hey, Sean, we had this. We had an 18-year-old girl live with us for 12 months. She came to Adelaide to play hockey and was a friend of a friend, so we put her up. And I got into Catfish. I have to admit this one as well. It's unbelievable.
That's a good one. Yeah. It is.
What happens
People
on Catfish?
Crazy.
Well, catfish is a term for when someone's online Let's say I talk to you online and I pretend to be someone that I'm not. I'm like a hot 18-year-old, you know, strong-looking bloke
just
with a six-pack.
Put that voice on.
I'll be a bloke, not
okay.
a girl.
Oh, okay.
But let's say I put photos up. I steal photos from some male model. Like, yep. Let's say I pretend to be Chris Hemsworth. I put his photo up and say, yeah, my name's John and I live in the Adelaide Hills and, you know, I've got a six-pack and I'm 18 and I play AFL and rah-rah.
Yep.
And, of course, then when they meet me, I'm 53, redhead, I'm fat.
Stink.
Teeth missing. All of that. Yeah. You've been catfished.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it's an unbelievable show and they put these people together and it's, So I'm hooked on that.
Good.
The other one that happens, Roo, because we work at Triple M that plays unbelievable music, my two sons, this has happened for years now. I'll be in the car and let's say, I'll give you an example.
Your sons love telling
I'll be in the car. Yep. This has happened so often and I'll be playing, I don't know, I'll just pluck a tune. Let's say I'm playing Stairway to Heaven, right? Yep. Great old rock and roll classic. And they'll go, oh, what's this? What's this crap? I'll go, oh, bloody legendary. You know, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. Oh, yeah. No, it's garbage. Next minute, about a day later, I'll hear them in their room downloading it. They can't admit to me that they actually like it. They go, because that would be wrong to think, gee, I like the same stuff Dad likes.
Yeah, see, there you go.
The number of times I've caught them out over the years, unbelievable.
That's
and
good.
I walk in, I go, oh, so that's crap, is it? And then they sort of fumble around, go, no. It was just on by accident. Yeah.
Convenient.
Catch them out all the time.
Catfish.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to Burton. Good morning, Brenton.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Yeah, good, Brenton.
Yeah, the missus pretty much pedantic away. I hang clothes on the clothesline, so now when I'm ever out or, you know, about hanging clothes like under the armpits of the peg so she don't get peg marks. So I was around my old man's house hanging out stuff for him. He's like, just throw it on the line. I'm like, yeah, it's got to be done perfect. And he just basically wanted to disown me.
Because you know how to hang washing out. He wanted to disown you.
Trousers by the bottom of the pants and under the armpits and, all that.
Yeah,
I'm a bit of a pansy in that aspect.
Yeah, no, good on you, Brendan.
You're a sensitive new age guy, Brendan. You are. Well done.
Ruined dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, it's back, that familiar tune. It's back tonight, Roo, on Channel 9. We love it. We know it's footy season, not too far away from round one.
24th season of the footy show. She's been around for a while, but it's taken on a couple of new faces over the last couple of years, and none better than Rebecca Madden. She joins us now. Good morning, Beck.
Thank you for the introduction. I've been around a while. So
not the footy show, not you, Beck.
Funnily enough, I am now the longest serving co-host. That's right.
That
is a great way to start the year.
Yeah, yes. You can tell Hutchie what to do now, can't you?
I can. I'm looking forward to it.
So Craig Hutchison joins you for the first time tonight. Well, who else will be on the show tonight? What's the lineup?
We've actually got a great lineup tonight. Patrick Dangerfield is joining us. Obviously, won the Brownlow last year, so that's not a bad way to start. Yeah. Alex France is on. He's on the panel as well, and Alex will actually be joining us throughout the season. He's spoken to him. He's got this weird and wonderful personality that's very wacky, and you never know quite what he's doing. But he's doing some filming bits throughout the season for us. So he's a really great guy with a really bizarre sense of humour. We've also got Dyson Heppel in on another panel, and also Isaac Smith in. Tex Walker is live tweeting throughout the show, which...
That's dangerous. Oh, that I'm not happy about that, Beck.
I know. And my first question in the meeting the other day was, is somebody monitoring Tex? Because he can be very cutting on the Twitter.
He's had a few.
He won't have a go at you, Beck. I can guarantee you that. But
he's had a couple of stouches on Twitter, hasn't he?
I think Patty Dangerfield would be right in his sights, I would have thought.
I know. I think it will just be directed at Patty. And we've also got Heath Shaw. He's our new, would you believe it? Heath Shaw is now a correspondent.
Wow.
And he'll be loose. I know. So we've got a few on tonight, which will be good.
Good to have Dyson Heppel on tonight. You'll be able to ask him all about Mick Gatto and all the, and the few more cover-ups.
I just went to the coffee shop and got my morning coffee so I could actually speak English to you guys. Maybe just not grunt. And I nearly fell over. I just saw the front page and went, what the hell? I thought, no, of course these stories are never-ending, are they?
And we love the newsbreaker, Damien Barrett. I'm sure over all the summer he saved a bit of gold for tonight.
I'm sure he has.
Now, Beck, because I work with Roo, I mean, look, I know zero about football, but it's funny. If I go for my morning coffee, people just expect that I know everything. They go, but you work with Roo, you must know what's happening. Do you get that now because you're on the footy show? Do people come up to you and say, who's going to win on the weekend or who, you know, what's happening in football? Are you meant to be just this instant expert?
I'm an oracle, yes. I've been elevated to oracle status, and people expect me to know every single thing about their club, their player, their injuries, their this, their that. So, look, I know a fair bit, but I'm not really an oracle, but I just go along with it as you do.
You know everything about Geelong.
I pretty much know everything about Geelong.
How are the Cats going to go this year, Beck?
Well, they all keep telling me they're going to go better than last year, so that sounds pretty good to me.
Well, they weren't far off it.
Yeah, look, they've had a few really good inclusions. I met Zach Tui, obviously from Carlton, who's fitted into the side really well. I think his first GLC game played a really great game in the practice match, and he's fitted in well, so I think he'll be a really nice inclusion. But, look, you never know. I mean, every other side's been playing so well, you know, training so hard through the preseason that, you know, it takes a couple of rounds, I reckon, to sort things out. So we'll see.
Well, good luck tonight. Don't let Hutchie get too comfortable because he was trying to take over, I reckon. Just let him know.
He's on the end of the desk. So I said to him, you're on a wheelie chair, buddy, so if you're not me, I'm rolling you off.
Now, Beck, just before you leave us, I just want to play you this grab from Sam Newman. Here we go.
Have you ever heard anything more puerile than people trying to manipulate or fashion the game to the way they want it?
Good.
Why would it be necessary for the AFL? You should allow seven people to jump for the ball because the coach from the other side would then say, well, there's seven people jumping for the ball. That means there's six men loose on the ground. Why don't you exploit that?
Well,
it
said.
Is absolutely beyond comprehension that someone would interfere with the way coaches want their sides to play and how the other coaches adapt to the fact that stupidity will eventually rule.
Now, that was Sam on Triple M yesterday here in Adelaide. And the reason I play that to you is, and Roo, you commented on this earlier this morning, Beck, we love Sam for everything he does, but when he talks football, he makes a lot of sense.
Surprisingly, yes.
No, but I do. I think
he does.
He's a great thinker about the game, and I always look forward to, on your show, when he actually has a comment about the game itself. I think he makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah, and he's very passionate, obviously, about the ruck position as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's really enlightening when, you know, he doesn't watch every single match like we do every weekend, but his read of the game and knowledge of the game is actually brilliant, and he does make a lot of sense. Probably the only time he makes sense on the
I think you're right.
We look forward to those moments.
Yeah. Really hey, good on you, Beck. It's 8:30 tonight here on Channel 9. Beck Madden hosting with Craig Hutchison for the first time. Now, by the way, AFL fans around the country, you can watch it live on 9 now as well, all right? So that's happening tonight, the AFL Footy Show.
104.7 Triple M.
34 degrees again today, magnificent, 18 at the moment outside, another beautiful morning to wake up to. Roo, vaccines are in the news because of Pauline Hanson having her say earlier this week.
I advise parents to go out and do their own research with regards to this. I think
How could they be better equipped than the medical people?
Like all these other drugs that we've had over the years that have actually destroyed people's lives as well, there's enough information out there. No one is going to care any more about the child than the parents themselves. Make an informed decision. What I don't like about it is the blackmailing that's happening with the government. That's a dictatorship. And I think people have a right to investigate themselves.
Now, she says all the drugs that have ruined people's lives over the years. Look, we mentioned the other day, there was the thalidomide situation, which was horrendous, no doubt.
What was that?
Very, very, very bad. Pregnant women took a drug called thalidomide going back, I don't even know which era, which decade it was, but there were deformed children born. And it was a terrible situation. It was very, very bad. Apart from that, I'm not saying that's right either, but apart from that, I can't think of any. Now, in my school years, Roo, we had TB, tuberculosis. Mm. I had polio. I had the vaccinations. Tetanus, I'm trying to think.
Measles.
Whatever. Yeah, measles probably.
Chickenpox?
No, everyone, I think, just gets chicken pox, don't they? But anyway, all I'm saying is I think it hasn't done us any harm. And you just lined up and you took these, you had these vaccinations because it was the right thing to do.
Then autism came along. A lot of people thought that vaccinations were a cause of autism. And I think it's still one in 10 parents still think that it can cause autism.
All right, let's find out more. Let's go to our Dr. Lane Hinchcliffe. Dr. Lane, good morning.
Yep, the quack is back. How
quack,
are you going?
The quack is back. Yeah. The quack is back. I like it.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. Doc, tell us, 1 in 10 believe there is an autism connection. Are they right to think that or believe that or not?
No, they're not. It's really concerning, actually, because, you know, there is lots of good evidence now that has shown and disproved the fact that there is any link between vaccinations and autism. And so I think, I do encourage people to certainly do their research, but I'd really encourage them to speak to their healthcare providers because this has been thoroughly disproved and shown that it's not a case.
How annoyed are you that people like Pauline Hanson say do your own research instead of listening to your doctor?
Good question.
I would have to say if there was a vaccination that could protect us from Pauline Hanson, I'd be lining up for it.
Very good.
Yeah, and
I mean, she's a very uneducated woman, and I mean, look, she's entitled to say what she thinks, but the problem is, I mean, you can do a lot of damage if you don't do your research. I mean,
your research properly as well? Mm-hmm. Because we can all go on the internet and read articles, and just because it's the first one up or the second one up or the third one up that's not in order of how correct it is.
Well, absolutely right. And I mean, I guess for someone like herself or anyone working as a public figure, I mean, you'd have to hope that you would do sort of the ethical thing and actually make sure that you're informed about what you're talking about. But I mean, for the general public, I mean, we do definitely encourage people to read. There's some really, really good links. I think I've posted some before, you know, even just on our pages and that, so that people can sort of see where some of the really good information is, but you have to use a bit of discretion. And at the end of the day, if you find stuff that you think challenges stuff that you know about the medical profession or whatever, go and speak to somebody who can actually give you a...
Not Pauline, though.
No.
Well, you could. I mean, she's probably going to give you something interesting to take away. Yeah.
I was just mentioning now, I was in primary school in the 70s. TB was the big one, terrible injection that we had to have. There was polio. Yeah. What would kids be getting in this day and age?
Yeah, so we don't do TB as a routine vaccination. We do the measles, mumps, rubella. We do chickenpox. And that's been a big one, I guess, from about 25 years ago. I mean, when I was younger and I had chickenpox, you know, it was like the thing your mum would send your sister in with everything to try to get it themselves, you know. So then it would... But now, I mean, we can vaccinate against that. So that's a very different picture.
So chickenpox is a thing of the past, is it?
Oh, we still do see it, but you're going to see less and less of it. It's certainly not something I see very often anymore.
Right.
Now meningococcal. Yeah.
And that's right. And now meningococcal is becoming the next one on the sort of the list to talk about. So, yeah, I mean, and it's actually a very good thing that we're seeing less and less of these infections now. I mean, what we know is vaccinations work. I mean, there's been so much debate about them, but they do really work. And so, you know, I guess as other doctors would agree, I mean, we're passionate about them because we want to promote good health to people.
I might ask you a question for another day about autism then. I know people were trying to find an answer to why autism started happening a bit more. If it's not needles, where's that come from? But
that's a very good question. Yeah, I probably have to do a bit of reading on some of the other sort of research that's been done on that. But it certainly has been shown that it's no link to vaccinations, which is reassuring for people to know.
Yep. Yeah. Dr. Lane, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
There you go. Our quack.
The quack's back.
The quack is back. I like it. Yeah, hey, like Roo, when I was in primary school, I was in grade 4, 36 kids in my class. 4 turned up one day. Everyone had chicken pox. Everyone in the class, 4 kids turned up. That's how contagious it was at the time.
I thought you were all scared of getting your needle.
And I made sure I got it. Don't worry. I rubbed shoulders with the kids who had it because I'd do anything to avoid school. So, yeah. No, we rolled in the dirt. We did everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wouldn't let them go till I got it. So, yeah.
What was it like getting chicken pox? What, you just had?
Have you never had it?
I don't think I've had it.
You're kidding.
I can't recall it.
They say getting it as an adult can be quite nasty, from what I've heard. If you haven't had it.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Well, but from what I didn't realise, Dr. Lane just said that they now, I didn't know that. So I've just learned something. But bloody itchy, horrendous, and it's all over your body. It's just terrible. Mm. That was the worst part about it. But I had a few days off school. It was terrific.
Oh, it was worth it.
Yeah.
Get Ruin Dits for breakfast. Weekdays from 6 or subscribe to Ruin Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.